Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton, with John Doerr. How's it going, John? John? John! Shit, what happened to John? You're fucking with me. Oh, my God. Try again.
James.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11. Blah, 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 blah. Welcome to Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton, with John Doerr. Tonight we're going to talk about a quick little subject. It's the hoax of the news reporter being shot by point blank by hollow point bullets. John, what do you think of that? How are you doing?
How are you, Captain? Aye, aye, Captain. yeah, you know, the first person I ever seen get shot two, three feet away with, you know, three hollow point bullets to the torso and keep running. And no blood came out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was magical.
Yeah.
It's almost unbelievable, wouldn't you say?
pretty much. I mean, you can't believe it because it's on videotape and they put it right in your face.
Yeah, isn't it the weirdest thing?
He shoots if all you got to do is watch the video to see how full of shit these people are that are running this country and trying to take everybody's guns. He shoots it three times. It's literally, you know, maybe if whatever, not exactly point blank, but, you know, give me a break. It's like 3 feet away.
Right.
And he pumps
point
three
blank,
shots
would that be like
directly into a torso. With three hollow point bullets, and she runs.
Plus, you don't even see any, like, if someone gets shot and they're wearing baggy clothing.
Especially hollow points. Hollow points blow, you know, they make a little hole in the front where they hit, but the back, forget it, it's just, the hole is like the size of a bowling ball.
Yeah, it comes out,
it
like
comes out of your body, out the other side. It blows you apart.
It rips you to shreds.
Right. That's what it's specifically made to do, expand. That's why it's concave. It expands.
Did you know the United States government is in possession of
two billion
hollow point bullets? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like 1.6 billion and the rest are like sharpshooter bullets, but who's counting? The point is that if you took that number and divided 330 million from that number, they have five bullets per person, man, woman, child, and dog, in the entire United States and Canada. And that's more bullets than ever been fired in all the fucking wars put together.
No.
So what is that about?
No. Gee, I wonder.
So that's what I think they're doing with this. Is they're trying to get people to discuss the ridiculousness of
taking away the guns.
Maybe to get a discussion going on what happens with hollow point bullets to make us scared.
Okay.
Of them.
Right.
What do you think?
I think that sounds very viable. Never thought of it from that angle, but you're absolutely right. Because they're being threatened now. You know, I mean, the people are falling off, you know, in droves by the wayside off, you know, the system in general. You know, it's like people are waking up like crazy to the giant bullshit story that is, you know, the majority of the world now.
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm just saying, you know, it's you're right about that. That's definitely a good theory. Is you know, they're just getting scared now because things are unfolding, and there is a lot of backlash, and more, you know, undoubtedly they're watching everything, you know, like on Facebook, and you know, all the all the data that they're mining, and what's coming up must be scaring the shit out of them.
Like, shit, maybe we shouldn't have done this.
Right, exactly, because now they're being backed into a corner. They're backing themselves into a corner. They're isolating themselves, and all their bullshit is coming out, is spurting out of the seams everywhere. They can't control it.
Right,
and
that's a good,
that's really bad for them.
Spurting out the seams. It's sort of like
yeah, there's a meme for you.
Yeah, fucking right. I'll draw a ragdoll, call it government. And, like, all this fucking shit's coming out the fucking... Anyways,
all the
spurting
bullshit.
Up. Did you like my Campbell soup job?
Yes, I did. I shared that one. It was very nice.
Chicken
good
shit
job
soup.
On that.
Chicken shit sheep soup.
Yeah.
Right on.
Funny.
So, I just saw this rap video. But it was not anything that you could ever call. I wouldn't call it rap, even though it was in the rap style. But it was like, bam! They fucking, this guy just destroys everybody with the fucking truth. puts everybody down and makes them, you know, tells them like it is. It's pretty striking. Even if you don't like rap, you could listen to this video.
Yeah.
It's called Hopson or something like that.
Yeah.
So I want to. I'm not bragging, all right, but I'm gonna pat myself on the back for having the balls to make 9/11 the biggest lie when I did.
Because
at that time, 2.5 years ago, it was a much different story. People were still scared, and people, everybody I talked to, was like, "How dare you make that movie? How dare you?" You know, go against the official story. Think of the families. Think of the victims. That was what I was getting. And it came from all angles. And I didn't know anybody on Facebook. So it's mostly the people I know. And but luckily, like, I wanted to recount that the first people I came across, one chick was maybe I shouldn't give her their info away, but she was from the other side of the world.
Okay.
And
that's general enough.
Yeah, and so was the other guy, but he was another part of the other side of the world. So, I mean, they had perspective because they weren't in the United States, you know?
Right.
That's why they put all this fucking stringent bullshit on people. The NDAA, and we'll yank you from your fucking home and shoot your dog and fucking, you know, like all this scare tactics. I mean, call it what it is. These people are fucking assholes.
They're gangsters.
They're gangsters, that's right.
All that stuff is all gangster mentality. It's like the same thing the mafia does. It intimidates you. It makes you fear for your life. So you pay up.
You know, basically they hold people in place until the ritual sacrifices are done and the blood moon comes and the astronomical numbers align and, you know, like, and then they can drop the axe. Well, I mean, that's what I think they're waiting for. And
so, the stars got to align. There was certain...
the planets have to align straight up and the gravity will suck the good out of everything on Earth. And Jesus Christ, what's wrong with these fucking nut jobs? I mean, just because they have the sacred knowledge doesn't mean we can't figure it out too. We've got the internet, the internets, the tubes, the intertubes. We ain't stupid. We can figure it out, man.
Yeah.
So I just think that, you know, They have a sort of like a head start, but we can catch up. Like we're like the tortoise. They're the hare that fell asleep, and set up all these like stepping stones or gateposts or whatever. And they're leapfrogging along, but they took a nap, and you know we caught up. So it's coming to crunch time. I mean, can we win this thing without violence? I'd love to see that happen.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to be ready for the alternative, too.
You better be ready!
With the Samson option and all that stuff, I think those are threats to people to scare the shit out of them, too.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all going to come down to the Middle East. The Middle East, I'm convinced, is going to be the new headquarters of their world government, which is, you know, Israel and the Greater Israel Project. That's what this is all about. And that's where it's going to come down to. And they're sticking to it wholeheartedly, and, you know, with the whole terrorism, war on terrorism thing. This is why the war on terrorism was invented, was to achieve this last leg of their plans, which is, you know, clear out the Middle East, murder and push everybody out and claim the land for themselves. The same thing, you know, in greater size of exactly what Israel has been doing to the Gaza, you know, Palestine.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
That
just,
was like
it's
their
going up on a larger
ground.
Scale with giant militaries now. And, it, you know, like Iraq is, you know, totally conquered and wiped out.
Right.
The whole country.
Man, Jesus.
You know? So,
remember that Kurd,
you know,
I was talking to?
Yeah.
The Kurdish guy?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I haven't talked to him in a while, but he was worried that they were going to come. And
no.
I think they did.
No.
Kurdistan or whatever the hell it's called, Northern Iraq was attacked by ISIS or whatever. And
right.
So, but you've got a good point here. Israel, the evil Jews run the world. And it's all about them. They're so vain. They think they self-ascribe themselves as the chosen ones. And, you know, it's not even the pious Jew. It's the evil Jew, the ones that don't even follow their own fucking divine laws. You know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal.
Well, hence, and enter the evil.
It is,
that's where the evil is coming from.
Evil, there should be a picture of that little cartoon of the evil Jew.
Yeah, the guy with the big nose.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah. But what people need to understand is, and what I've been saying for a while, is the fact that, you know, when they're done in the Middle East and if everything goes to their plans, what do you think the next war is going to be? It's coming to North America. Because if, you know, you allow your government to be this tyrannical and this murderous, you know, they murdered over 2 million people in Iraq alone. Now they're in Syria and, you know, Afghanistan. They're murdering people all over the place. And what's the saying? These people, when they run out of murder, people to murder over there, they ain't going to turn on you and start murdering you.
Yeah, well,
the same way.
What are those poor defense contractors going to do if there's no war? They'll go out of business. So they got to keep war going.
So they're
going
to turn you into the war. They're
going to
make then the new, you know, catchphrase, which they've spit out into the public collective already, is domestic terrorists. And guess what? If the government
so
chooses,
if you shit the wrong way, you're a domestic terrorist.
There'll be 330 million domestic terrorists in the United States.
Yeah.
And the war will start here.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I wouldn't, you know, I honestly think that's the way it's going to go. And
this
that's how they're going to kill America. You know, put
the
final, you know, death stab into America. They're going to kill everybody here.
You know, I think Sandy Hook was their first push, but they always knew that it would take several pushes to dislodge.
And especially when they're failing so miserably.
Well, they are, and it's pretty bad.
Connecticut, you know, the law that they passed in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact numbers, but I think it was like 90% of the people refused to, you know, register their guns. So there
you
go.
And of those who did, of those who did. You're cowards. Coward. Right. Yeller
is
coward.
Literally, I think it was around 80-90% of the people, you know, with, you know, advanced assault rifles, you know, in Connecticut had to, like, re-register their gun, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? And for those specific, you know, like the AR-15s and all of that. And 80-90% of them didn't show up and never did nothing.
See, fuck you, my man.
Right.
See.
And that's where it comes down. And hence, you know, what you're saying about the threats that come through. It's all a game. And these threats are part of the game to intimidate the masses. With what? Violence. Right?
Yeah. It's absolutely sick.
But
it's,
yeah,
it's
go,
sick,
go
but
government.
But if you get it, if you get it and you're on the side that understands what's going on, it's an elaborate ruse. You see right through it. It's almost funny to watch, you know, all these fucking idiots.
If it wasn't so mass murderous, it would be funny. But it really isn't because it's mass murderous at its core.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful. I call it loony then because it's lunatic. It's lunacy. What they're doing.
Right.
They're
it's
fucking crazy one.
It's because the people at the top are all psychopaths.
Right, right.
Period. This is the cream that rises to the top because they're willing to do things that other people, you know. How do you push a button that kills 2 million people in the Middle East? You've got to have, like, no, you know, remorse or emotions, a human emotion at all to do something like that. And especially now it's coming out. It's all lies and bullshit on top of it.
And
all
if,
those
if
people
you're one of
died
those...
in vain because of fucking a few fucking scumbags at the top needed, you know, to make money off their deaths.
It's rude. It's thick. You know, I still know people that, like, revere the Queen of England. She's cunt. She's a bitch.
Please.
She's a sloth. A sloth.
It's, they're all
shit.
Liars. They're all
they're
den
fucking...
of vipers, man.
Yeah, they're living in wealth and riches and
right, opulence.
Glamour and all this shit, and their asses are kissed, and
right.
You know, it's all about power and this bullshit idea of head of state, and you know, and in the end, it's they're all about, you know, killing the people that love them, and it's just fucking, it's so ironic.
Yeah.
She's part of this. You know, she's one of the
major
people on the planet.
Yep.
And, you know, she's not even, she's a German, probably Jewish, and definitely
right.
Zionist. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, she's got her hand in this. So that's
absolutely.
Why I say to all Commonwealth countries like Canada and Australia, and there's a bunch of them. One-fifth of the world, as a matter of fact.
Africa,
you got your head
South
up your
Africa.
Ass. You think she's the... Yeah, exactly. Like, it's all over the world.
Hong Kong was controlled by the English for a while. They just handed over control to Hong Kong, China, back over to the Chinese a few years ago.
In 2000.
Yeah.
I want to talk about 2001, the movie.
Great flick.
I don't know why. I always just sort of liked it. It occurred to me after, what occurred to me before was monolith meant universe, and one word, just another
universe,
way to say it.
Universe, literally translated as
one phrase
one
or
song.
One meaning or one idea, or one word.
Verse is meaning for song, you know, like verses in a song.
Okay, right.
So literally translated, universe is one song.
Okay. So that's interesting to note, right? So monolith is one symbol, one idea, one word, which could be
right.
a song.
One world order, right?
I'm not saying one world order, but actually, I never thought of making that connection.
Saying maybe,
holy shit.
Maybe
holy shit.
Kubrick was hinting to that.
Maybe.
I've seen, you know, videos breaking down that movie.
Yeah.
And a lot of people believe that the monolith just represents the intellect of man.
Okay.
In other words, how we've, you know, grown out of the apes, regardless of how, you know, if it was by aliens or just, you know, evolution. In other words, it represented
the intellect of man.
In other words, like the second enlightenment. How do you call it? The intellect was the first intelligence. In other words, it's what separates us,
well,
you know, from the animals.
Right. That's exactly it. It's like the snake gave gave Eve the fruit of knowledge. She took it.
Right.
She gave to Adam, and that was it for them. They were cast out of the garden. It's the same story.
Why is that? Because Yahweh said they will be like we are, like as of gods. But he said it, you know, in the Bible, it's plural. So who are the others? There's more than one God. You know.
Someone put up something tonight. We are this or we are that or something. But the point was, we, west, east, that's all of us. That's the globe, buddy. But still, that doesn't tie in well with what you were saying. But I looked at the monolith.
Yeah.
And I etched in the word wake up, and it had a light coming out of it. And you go through the letter E, because it's sort of in the middle. And then it's just all white. And I threw in the third eye, like, bam, in your face. like, wake up, this is serious shit. And but what occurred to me just recently was that goddamn monolith is a golden rectangle. I'm sorry, I swear to God. Of course it is, man.
What else would it be, Dave?
I didn't know the dimensions. I just drew it in 3D, and I just made a rectangle, and I thought, it looks like that. So I was looking at it, I was like, fuck, that's pretty close. you know, all the fucking, I use blueprints for the towers, but most of it, it's not exact, and most of the towers are like an artistic rendition, you know, not exact, but if I hadn't gotten those goddamn towers from Steve Diak the other day, I wouldn't be here. If I hadn't made these connections with people over time after I made that movie and so on, all the shit wouldn't be on the table. That's what I mean by I'm patting myself on the back a little. Cause I don't do it all the time. I actually rarely ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to 2001. That is the name of the movie, and that's when 9/11 happened.
Right.
And I made a couple other connections to 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember what they are right now. Maybe we'll save it for another show. But do you got anything else you want to say?
Not really. I'm about done.
You're about done? All
right. Yeah.
I'm hyper. all right, bud.
Well, spit out another subject.
Off here. What's that?
I said spit out another subject then.
Okay. Pardon me. What do you think it is with The Simpsons and 9/11? Like The Simpsons have told us a number of things.
Right.
For time. And 9/11 was in one of those episodes.
Yeah.
When did they go to New York? And they actually, in the movie, in the show, they go to the Twin Towers, and I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, it's in that episode.
Homer is looking for the washroom, but it's not in that tower. It's in the other tower. And they look at the building, and there's like people with clotheslines, like drying their clothes. And I don't know, I just thought it was funny. I think you should watch it again. And Homer's car gets impounded. Not impounded, they just put a jacket on the tire, and he just drives away, destroying the car. Booted!
Right.
I don't know. There's not much to say about it. I mean, it's just foreshadowing. It's like a lot of people do this.
Yeah, right. Well, you have,
I really think a lot of fucking people, a lot of artists and people in the know, and they wouldn't say tickety-boo about it, because if they did, they'd probably get offed.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
My cat's
he did the deed for them. What is it, Matt Groening or whatever his name is? You know, he's in there with them, you know. I mean, to have that show running for so long, it's the longest running cartoon, you know, in the history of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's major connections to the powers that be, just the, you know, for that fact alone. So you know he's in, you know, cahoots with whoever who's, you know, helping program his programming, you know?
Yeah, well, whatever it is, it's very elaborate. And it's
mind control.
It comes off as being...
It's part of the, you know...
It
like,
is!
The mind control.
It's totally mind control.
Because it's underlying within, you know, embedded within the animation and stuff, you know. There's subliminal, you know, metaphors
right.
placed in there.
Well,
and that whole,
you know, and
Twin Towers thing was a huge one.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again and again and again. but the mind control, the subliminal messaging, is like, if they tell you what's going to happen before it happens, it does two things. Like you told me the other day, it absolves them of guilt. And the second thing is,
it programs
prepares
you
to
accept
you
to
accept it.
Right.
And then when it happens... You don't jump 10 feet up. You just jump maybe a foot up, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, right.
So it was the planes. It was a collapse. You know.
Right.
Like Fight Club. Someone posted an animated GIF of the towers coming down, and there are two towers beside each other. And then one goes, and then the other goes.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Fuck up. This is like the most interesting time to live in all of human history, I think.
Absolutely.
I mean, if people don't see that for what it is, and they just continue fucking the dog, you know, like screwing the pooch. I think that if people don't, if you like excitement and being alive, then you should really look into this, because there's nothing quite like it ever in human history. And I think that at this stage, there's enough dots connected. It's all connected. If someone throws this shooting at you, the current hoax, then you can... connected to the one before, and the one before, and the one before, and then to 9/11, and then to Timothy McVeigh and Vietnam, and
you could see the agenda unfolding throughout history.
Yeah, and it's all they're not very smart. They're so convinced of their superiority that that's probably their downfall too, because
absolutely.
They keep doing the same shit over and over and over again.
Right.
So. Now, do you think if we tickle their nuts a lot, too much, they'll get a little pissed off and, like, you know, retaliate?
I'm sure.
Well, I don't know if that's... I mean...
What are you
going to
do,
say,
man?
Yeah, exactly. if you're fucked if you do and you're fucked if you don't.
Right. So it's better off to do than don't.
Yeah. I was giving shit to women tonight. yeah, that's right. I'm a misogynist. Fuck all women. No. I'm just saying that I looked at the stats for 1 million views on my page, and in particular for 9/11, The Biggest Lie, 83% of the people that watched are male. And they know this information because you gave it to them. Now, 83% of the people that watched were men. So that means fucking the rest are women, and they don't give a flying fuck. That's what it says.
Right.
All they care about is their fucking fashion and shoes and makeup and all this crap that doesn't matter. And I honestly, for a long time, I thought, let's hand over human society to matriarch, the matriarch, the woman, to nurture us and bring us back to wisdom and goodness and nurturing and all that shit. But it turns out they don't give a flying fuck. That's what I'm trying to say.
They've been put in that position by men intentionally.
Yeah. So. They got to fight for their not women's rights and equality. They got to fight for being a human being.
Right.
And they
aren't. They're looked at more as property than anything else.
Well, they also look at themselves.
Which shows where the human race really is in all actuality, by how it treats, you know, the thing that gives rise and birth to it. Literally.
Literally, man.
It's hilarious. It really is.
I think there's, like, I got in an argument with a girl, a woman, and she said, women are smarter than men. And, She went down the list to she quoted an article, and at the bottom of it said that men are mostly have mental problems and shit. You know, like, okay, fine, whatever. As if, I mean, there's probably an equal or close to equal ratio of men to women who are mentally disabled or whatever the fuck, mentally fucked in the head.
Right.
Anyways, I gave her shit because I was like, look at the numbers. The numbers say that women don't watch the movie because either they're too scared or they don't care.
Right.
And I think it's one or the other, and it's a large percentage is one and a large percentage in the other. And there's other factors, but those are probably the two main things. Being scared in this world today doesn't fit. You can't be scared. You got to be brave and courageous. And
right.
Like,
but a lot of people are scared.
Well, I wrote, someone told me that Betty White died. And I don't know if she's dead or not, but I think someone put a picture up and said she lives. But she made this quote. She said, I don't know why men are always yammering on about how big their balls are. A vag can take a pounding. And and so I was like, well, that's fucking hilarious. Like I've said it in the past. And these women, maybe they're wise. Like they're wise in the sense of like, I've listened to some women tell me, if you don't do anything wrong, then there's nothing wrong, bad will happen to you. Well, that's not venturing far enough out of the bigger picture. To see the whole picture and say, well, it doesn't matter if you do everything right, the shit will still hit the fan if you do nothing to stop
right.
this. And so along with being courageous, you got to care. You know, not just for your own, but people call the earth mother for a reason.
Right.
A mother's a mother's a mother. And mothers care for their own, but they should care for everybody too. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Not too much to ask.
Right.
So.
Well, I was kind of talking to the fact of how, you know, indigenous peoples, you know, all over the world, you know, American Indians and, you know, Amazonians and all of that.
Okay.
And Aborigines and, you know, real indigenous people. that's, you know, basically how they're, you know, the women were held in the highest regard, you know.
Right. Because they're the ones that bring out the rest of the tribe. That
right, they give rise to their humans. So,
right.
You know, of course you're going to, you know, treat it with the utmost respect and protect it. Where, you know, this culture that is supposedly so much more advanced does basically the exact opposite. It belittles it and it, you know, keeps it down. Out of jealousy and fear, it's the male fucking, you know.
It's all about the penis.
No,
it's
right,
all
exactly.
The phallic
symbol. Right.
Right.
It's the mark on the world.
It's the male end.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, people will tell you, oh, well, it goes back to the hunter-gatherers, and the women stayed at home, and the men went out and fought the, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, we're not doing that anymore, so, like, why do we have to keep this fucking, the spirit of that tradition alive? I would like to see women take a more, not an approach of, like, I want equal pay to men, you know, fuck that, it was important. What's important is equality as a human being, you know, like,
right.
So that, I don't know, like, it's kind of hard because women, like you said, have been beaten down for so long, like, stop wearing makeup. Makeup is representative of being beaten up. That's what that's what women would put on their face after they got beat up, so that they didn't look like they were beat up. They looked like they were wearing makeup, red lipstick, bloody mouth, eyeshadow, mascara, and you know, black eye. There
right.
you go. Fuck. It's so obvious, but and this kind of thing is still going on. I mean, I think fashion, sports, religion. Pretty much everything we've cultivated into societal norms is all bullshit. It's all fucking crap. We need to dump it all. We need to dump it all, get rid of it, kick it, boot it in the ass, and start over.
Mm-hmm.
We could win this today. Like, we could win this overnight if everybody had the simultaneous understanding that we don't have to take it. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, some people die when there's a takeover or a revolt or whatever. But they're willing to die. And they do it for everybody else. And, you know, that's the true patriot, the real world patriot. Who gives their life for the rest of humankind, because it ain't fucking nations and nationalism anymore, man. It's the world. And they want to make it their world, and humanity needs to make it their humanity's world. It's a fight for our lives. You know? Like,
absolutely.
The biggest battle of all time. And, you know, they prepared us for this shit. A lot of people did. You saw it coming. Just listen, you know, you're putting up Jimi Hendrix and some other stuff. They're all telling it in their music. They're all talking about the big day when the shit hits the fan. And, you know, we're going to live that day. And all these people that came before us, they're counting on us to be stronger than these assholes that are so manipulative and evil and deceptive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there you go.
So Roundtable Tuesday.
Yes.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I should be around.
Right on. All right. Well, let's wrap it up.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.